Viter in Shas, we're in Bavakama Daf Nun Vav, picking up on Nun Hema Bez by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Devarim Hose, Osam Pater Midin Yadam, Vachabi Din Yashmaim. There are four things a person does, he's going to be Pater from having to pay for them. Din Yadam, he can't bring them. The Bez then, right? Rashi says, Kasavar Grama bin Yizakam Pater. We're thinking now the Grama, these things are going to be Grama, they're going to be Pater. V'chayi din Shemayim, but you got to pay up or you have to deal with it in the next world. V'elohen, these are that. Mapur, it's called the Befrei Behemoth Chaver, someone who breaks down a wall in front of his animal's friend, his friend's animal. And then Rashi says, V'yatsa Behema Barcha, it goes out and it escapes. V'akofev Kambasa Shel Chaveru Befrei Hadleika, and somebody who bends the grain of his friend towards a fire, Hashem's letzada deleke, because Hashem's tivar ba'ish, let the fire go and light it up. Asochar edei sheker l'hayit, someone who rents false witnesses, vayodei edus l'chaver v'no meyed lo, and someone who knows edus on his friend who doesn't come to be made for him. Amarmar, hapart's got to be free of b'emes chaver hechidam. What's talking about the case where a person goes and breaks down the fence in front of his friend's animal? Elim b'kosabari, talking about it's a good wall, good healthy wall. Then bedine adam nami lechayv. You should be chayv dini adam also. You break down a wall over here. Why wouldn't you be chayv for the wall? Ella. Beep. Turn the page. Nevavim and Aleph. Because we're talking about where it's a shaky wall, a chrefty wall. It's just the afsade de mistar koi. It's not losing out because it's going to be destroyed anyway. It has to be destroyed. Okay. Amar mar. Ha kofiv kamasu shachavir b'fnei adleika. Someone goes and he bends the ear of the stalk, the grain, towards the fire. He's not going to be chayv dini adam. Heichidam. Yes, didi shabayim. Heichidam. What exactly is the case? Ilema. If you want to say that we're dealing with the case that de matia le beruach metsuya, you're talking about where the fire would come to it, it would reach it. Matia le. With the ruach metsuya, with the regular wind that would just blow in that direction. If it keeps blowing, then it's going to get to it. Then bedini adam nami b'chayv. You should b'chayv bedini adam also, right? Rashi says kishakifafa. I don't know how to read that word. Hegiya b'adleika. It comes closer to it. Ruach metsuya harib yodayim hamavir. B'dayim hivir, b'dayim adam b'nichayv, b'shibichayv b'dayim adam. B'dayim adam b'dayim b'chayv, says the Gemara. So rather, says Gemara, Ella d'matya b'ruach she'ena matuya. It only gets to it with a ruach she'ena matuya. Rashi says, d'midi d'lo salka adaiti. It's because that's something that would have come into mind that that's going to occur. Therefore, pata b'dayim adam b'chayv b'dayim shemayim. V'ravashi tamun itbar. Ravashi says, we're talking about a case where it was tamun, that it healed. It covered over. It hid. The thing that's over there covered it over, and then the fire came. He's going to be chayv dinei shamayim mishum deshavya tamun baish, because he made it. Now it's tamun, and we know that something that's tamun is going to be potter. Rashi says shakisa kema chaveru bizdino with sheets kisharad leka. That's when he saw it's coming. Vehu lo shalach es habeira. He didn't send the fire there. Veshavya tamun vigorim lahafsed es hanizak. But now the guy who was fired is going to be put to have to pay. So this guy's going to lose out now because of that. Okay, Amar Mar. Number three is a socher. Someone goes ahead and they hire false witnesses over here. It's going to be put to be the other. What's the case? He limited an option. If you want to say that he hired them in order to go ahead and testify for him, right? She says, to get money out of somebody else for himself. Then Mamona Boy Shalume has got to pay back the money. He got money from this person. It doesn't belong to him. I says, Osa Mamma Shahosi Chayv Lachsi. That money he got is to return him. But the Adam Nami the Chayv. And therefore, he's also Chayv over here. So what are you talking about? Ella Lechaver. It's talking about he hired witnesses to falsely testify for somebody else. Rashi says that Lechaver is Sachar Ede Sheker Lahotzi Mana Meruven Leshimon. He's taking money from Meruven to give to Shimon. That's the next case. Someone who goes and knows Edus for somebody is not made for him. But my skin, what are we talking about? Elim of a bay tray. If you want to talk about a case where there's two Edim over here. Pshita. Obviously. D'oraisa. That's a Torah law. D'oraisa who? Im lo yagid v'has havono. Someone who doesn't testify when there's two Edim over there, then he's going to be held responsible. Ella bechad. We're talking about only one witness. Rashi says, Ella bechad, she... mechayvo shavua. If one day it comes, it's going to be mechayv a person to make a shavua. But dine shamayim mechayv diav amasid mechayv leshavua. If he would have testified, he would have made him to make a shavua. V'duma lo v'mishtab, he wouldn't have b'shikra l'mishalim. He wouldn't have lied, sworn falsely, and he would have to actually pay. V'su like us is going. Well, there's no other cases of b'dine adam no, b'dine shamayim yes. V'aika, we have cases. Someone goes and does malacha work with the water of the paraduma or with the ash of the paraduma. Another case, someone goes and puts some poison in front of the animals, his friend's animal. He's going to be potter b'din adam b'chayav b'din shamayim. Why? Like we saw earlier, because the animal ate it on its own accord. Someone goes and sends fire in the hands of a chere shodav katan. Another case, somebody who scares his friend, by scaring him, he ends up getting injured. Rashi says, taka lo ba'azdo, pitom ba'azdo, lo avad be, ma'isa be'gufa, does any sort of action in his guf over there. We saw that in Kiddushin. Of Chavtalit. Potamid b'chayv b'din shamayim. And an olam vayikur v'kesh nishbar kado v'shiz ram lo silka. If a person breaks, if one's pitcher, they have nishbar kado, his pitcher breaks and v'shiz ram, and he doesn't move it from there. Nafa kamalo v'lo emita, and his ad or his camel falls in and pick it back up. Rebbeir b'chayv b'zik, and Rebbeir says he's going to be chayv to pay for whatever happens to somebody because of that. So we see that there's many other cases. Why do we only mention these cases? And so the Gemara in Mia Iketuva, yep, there's a lot of cases. But the ones that we mentioned, those four, we had to. Because Mount Timmy would have thought, but didn't shamayim, not Milo Bechayim. Maybe you wouldn't be chayv even the Shamayim. Come on, Shmalan, you're gonna be chayv but didn't shamayim. Now, why would you have thought that? A poor got the Bahamas Chavero, Maldatema, someone who breaks down the fence in front of the behemoth of his friends, which we said we're talking about, it's Ru'ua. You would have thought, Kavan de la Mystery Kai, since there's something which was meant to be knocked down already because it was a bad wall and it had to be knocked down, my Ovid didn't do anything. But he shouldn't be chayv even the Shemayim. Kamash one, you are chayv. And the next case is Vakofi, Kamasu, Kamasu, Chavero, Nami, someone goes in and bends the stalk over the grain towards the fire. My Ovid would have thought, the Lame of Mihavi, Yadana, Dasi, Ruach, Shannon, Matsuri, that I know that Ruach Shannon wasn't coming. The Shemayim, Nami, the Chavi, should be chayv, the Shemayim, either Kamash Malon. Well, Ravash, Shadamar, Nami, Tomun, Itmar. According to Ravash, he says, even the talking about the case of Tomun, Mao the Tamar would have thought, Ano Kasuye Kisise Nealach. He could say, I was covering it over for you to help you. I want to make sure nothing would happen to it. So Ravash says, Shalot Tavir Ba, Eish Maher. Within Ishmael, Nami, Lechayev, Kamashmal, and you are going to be Chayev. So Hurry, they check on Nami. Mao the Tamar, Lame, Divri, Rav, Divri, Talmud, Divri, Min Shoman. You could say the classic line. You have the Rav and the Talmud. Who should I listen to? Ravash says, Vahayo Lahem, Shalot Yaidu. They should not have testified. You listen to what the Lord Almighty says. What are you doing over here? You're going to be chayv. Who says that if I came to testify, then the defendant would have said he would have been moda that he actually owes the money. Dilma have a mishta b'lishikah. Maybe he would have swore falsely, and therefore b'dinei shemayim nami lo lechayv. It shouldn't be chayv. Kamash malon, you're going to be chayv in those cases as well. Okay, nifetu b'layla o sheparzu listam. Let's say go back to the case of the mishta, that if it was broken in at night, or there was a ganavim. Then the owner of the sheep is not going to be chai for anything that happens over there. Amar Rabbah, Vahu Shechaso, we're talking about a case only where the animal he dug, he was digging over there. Rashi says, Had the Tana Nifritu Ba'alayla. They broke into the night over there. Patas, Gmipatak, you're going Shechaso Abahimavi, Pila Kosta Dana. So we're talking about a case where the animal dug, and therefore the wall fell over. And that's the case where it's going to talk about that it is Onus. If it didn't dig underneath the wall, but the wall just fell by itself, what would be the din? Chayv. You want to say it's chayv? How does that make sense? Elim, because we're talking about a regular good wall over there. Ki lo chasra mai da chayv. When the animal does not start digging, why would he be chayv? Mai hava leib lamed. What could he have done to stop the animal from going? He put in a good, strong wall, and then the wall went ahead, and it fell down. It's a little strange. Elim, because we're talking about a case that it's a bad kosel, a bad wall. So ki chasra mai pata, then where the animal dug, why is it that it's going to be putter? This is a case of tchilas of bipshia. It started off with pshia, with you left it at a place where it says eats on the fila, the avid lemepal. You left it by a wall that's very rickety. Vesofa ba'onesu, and then sofa ended up being onus. That's just the had lo nafla el chasra. It didn't fall, rather it dug out. And therefore, it should be your chayev in such a case. Says the Gemara, honey, chalaman dar mitchila so b'shiyav sofa ba'onus is gonna be potter. Ela laman dar mitchila so b'shiyav sofa ba'onus chayiv. Michael Amir, why should it be off the hook? Ela masisa b'kosabari, he must be talking about a good wall, v'afil lo chasra, and it's talking about the owner is gonna be potter even if he didn't dig. V'chiyit mar da rabba, and when rabba was saying a sefet, where he's going on the sefer, next part of the Mishnah, he nicha b'cham if he left it in the sun. Osh b'sar l'cher shol v'katu, he gave it to a cher shol v'katu, so he's zika chayiv, he's gonna be chayiv. Amar rabba v'afilu chasra, and he's talking about even if the animal would dig over there, and even if it was a strong wall, lo mi ba'i heichi de lo chasra, we don't have to say in a case where the animal didn't dig, but it escaped. You're not going to be chayev. The kulub pshia he, because that would be a case of total pshia, meaning an animal that's left in the place where the sun is, and when it's hot over there, it's so uncomfortable, it's going to try to get out over there. And therefore, even if he locked it in, he's going to be chayev if he's going to escape. But all this is not a normal situation over here. He's, the owner should have known that this might be when he leaves it in the sun. So therefore, it's called pshia. Even in the case where it dug beneath the wall, and you don't expect it, still, because by the time you would have thought it should be potter. The whole thing is called pshia negligence. My time, why? Because what the victim can say, you know, because you left it in the sun, kol tatztika. The Islam and the Mevid, anything that it could do, Rashi says, tachbulos, any sort of plan in order to get out, avda v'nafka, it's going to try to get out. You left it in the sun. Next, so see a list of chayavim. Let's say the robbers go ahead and the bandits and the criminals go and they take the animals out. Then they're going to be chayav. They come in place for anything that's going to happen from that. Beep, turn the page. Beep, turn the page. Zunfav and base. Something about pshita. Obviously, what are you talking about? No, kaven dafkua, since they took it out, kamer liber shesayu. They're in there for all things. As well, Lotzricha, the Kamala Ba'apa. It's talking about a case where they stood in front of the animals and they were blocking it, and they keep blocking it, and it just keep blocking it until there's only one place it can go, and then it goes out from that. Rashi says, Shalom Mashchua. They didn't pull it. They didn't pull on it to go out. Right? Ella Amdu B'Fenei. They stood in front of it. L'chotzat, every place. Shalotelich. They went to, you know, it got guided in a certain thing without ever touching it. Says the Gemara, Ki hod amarav masta amarav, hamid behem es chaver al kambas chaveru chayev. If someone stands his friend's animal on his friend's grain, he's going to be chayev for what happens over there. I maimid pshita, but if he stood the animal over there, then obviously he's going to be chayev for it. He brought the animal over there. Rashi's mash meshoch so biyado malicha lakama. Lakama is like the coming to the grain, the stalk. It's like it pulled it by itself to go do it. Lo tzricha the kamla ba'apa. We're talking about the case where it stood in front of it and got in that direction. So that's the Gemara. Amar le'rabai le'rav Yosef hikisha amartlan velistam nami dehikishua. Another way of learning this is saying that you told us that we're talking about a case where the rabbi here, you hit it. Rashi says b'maka with a stick. That's where he's going to be chayef. And here also the list of nami the kishua we're talking about a case where you beat it with the stick. Rashi says b'maka v'ashminu masnisen the hishamako zuhi mishicha. That's considered mishicha. That's what's coming to teach you. Next part of the Mishnah, we saw, he gave it over to a shepherd, then the shepherd takes over responsibility for him. Amri, he says, Gemara, tacht of the man, he takes over a place for who? Elam, tacht of the Baal Behema, he takes over the place of the Behema, Tanina Chadazim, we already learned that earlier, and the Mem Dalam Mabez. They go in their place. Ela, tacht of the Shomer, what he means is that the shepherd takes the place of the Shomer. It's talking about a case where the owner gave the sheep over to a Shomer, to someone of the Shomerim, who then gave it over to another shomer, let's say give it over to a shepherd. And now the Mishnah is saying that just like the first one took responsibility for the animal, so does the second one as well. Veshomer kama iftale legamre, says Gemara, you want to say the first one's off the hook entirely? Let me talk about Tifta de Rava. That should be a knockoff of Rava. The Amar Rava, for Zog de Rava, we saw this way earlier. That shomer, shomasel shomer chayev, a shomer is given to another shomer, is going to be chayev. Rashi is a field of onsen. The Amar Lay Mak Mafkid and Esa At Mehemnas Li Beshvua Iu Lomhem Li Beshvua Shenan. So Perik Mafkid, we saw this and see him above Mitzia. I only trusted him, I wouldn't trust you, so if I wouldn't give it over, so if he's going to be Chayef. Amalacha Rava, my Mesor Laro. What does it mean when it says you give it to a shepherd? the Barsi Live. He's given to a Barsi Live. Rashi says Le Talmido, his student. So that means the one who's working alongside and learning from him, becoming a watchman over there. In that case, even he's going to mask and the first one's off the hook. The Orchid the Roll, the Mr. Le Barsi Live, it makes sense because it's a normal thing. You give it to your apprentice who's going to be learning from this. Since the Mishnah said you give it over to a shepherd, look at the Mishnah, you didn't give it to someone else. My Mishnah, what does it mean over here when it says you give it to a shepherd? It means that the shepherd give it over to the apprentice. The Orchid the Roll, the Mishnah, it's a normal thing. It doesn't make sense for them to give it to someone else. In such a case, the first guy would be Chayav. He's going to be Chayav. Says Gamar, Amri Lot, not a riot. Dilma Orcha de Mosa Gatani. The Mishnah maybe is just talking about the normal case that happens over here where you have this, the master gives it over to the one who he's working with. But maybe it would also apply for other people as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.